Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on the 24th of October, stand-up comedian and motivational speaker Joe Mandy is making his way to Lincoln Hall. Mandy, of course, is a comedian, but he's also the man behind the Mandy Way. It's a groundbreaking, inspirational movement that can be explained by the four P's. The only caveat, you got to go all in. That's the caveat. Mandy's a comedian who's worked on some of the greatest comedies on television, Parks and Rec, Kroll Show, and Netflix's hit Master of None. The L.A.-based comedian has dropped a comedy mixtape, and he's used Kickstarter to try and raise $1 million to do a podcast. Joe Mandy's one of the best comics working today, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Joe, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks.
Let's start off with the Mandy Way. When you go to your website, you just hit the About section. It's just a video of people talking, I mean, really swearing by the Mandy Way. Where did this come about?
Well, you know, I don't want to give too much into it because it is, like, a way to find the truth and the proper way to live your life and the afterlife. So for me to do it over the radio waves isn't fair to your listeners because their brains can't actually handle it. You know, it's a slow indoctrination process.
Right.
And I use indoctrination in the best possible way.
Right. It obviously has worked with a lot of different people in a lot of different walks of life. When did you discover that you had this gift?
I think it was when Ryan Phillippe signed over his Last Will and Testament to me. That I knew, like, I had something here. He was one of my first clients.
That's what you mean when you say got to go all in. You got to go all in.
I think, you know, I don't want to get into any legal trouble, but I think the closest thing to what I do is what L. Ron Hubbard and now David Miscavige does. It's a full life experience.
Right.
And if you want to learn more, go to joemandy.com, read the literature. There's some pills you can buy. Daily regimen of vitamins. So yeah,
and those pills, I mean, they're essentially just magnets.
They are magnets. It's ground up magnets that course through your veins and give you power.
All right, well, like you said, joemandy.com if you want to find out more about the Mandy Way. But you're coming to Chicago to do some comedy, which is really your first love. Talk about the show that you're going to be bringing to Lincoln Hall. Is it just a traditional stand-up show?
It will be a traditional stand-up show. I'm very excited to be back in Chicago. Yeah, I'll be doing an hour of stand-up. It'll probably get weird, but in a good way.
For you, you've been a stand-up comedian for years now, and obviously you've had a lot of success in television. Is there one medium you like more than the other? I mean, it's important to have balance to be able to be on stage as well as writing for the shows that I mentioned, like Parks and Rec or Master of None.
Right. Well, I just finished writing for The Good Place on NBC. Mm-hmm. With Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, and that's always very fun. I would say that, like, I find balance in, like, never being quite happy where I am. Like, when I'm in a writer's room, I'm getting really antsy because I want to go back out and tour. And then after 2 months of touring, I'm going to be ready to probably go back into a writer's room. But, yeah, no, I'm very hashtag blessed to live this life.
When you talk about getting into a writer's room, talk about the process. Yeah. I mean, is there a certain type of writer's room that you like more than others? I mean, some writers like to write in solitaire and bring the script in when it's done, and then there's others that like to collaborate with the writers that are, you know, quote unquote, in the room. Which way do you like to work?
I pretty much only work in a collaborative setting. I worked on a few shows, and then about 4 years ago, I got hired to write for Parks and Rec under Mike Schur, and Mike Schur works in a very collaborative way, and that's sort of what I'm used to now, so I can't even imagine. But I think that's actually how most comedies are written, is collaborative. I know some dramas, the writer will go off and write something by himself or whatever, but I prefer the collaborative process.
It's been about relationships in your career. Your relationship with Michael Schur has continued in the sense that you're writing a new project with him. Talk about, you know, that being a part of a comics world. I mean, it really is about getting your writer's gigs. And we've talked about this with a lot of comedians on the show, just about, you know, developing that relationship and continuing to work with people that you trust.
I mean, that's sort of the goal, I think, in any profession, really, is that you can end up working with your friends and people you admire. That's the way to go. But yeah, that's totally true. Like, one of my first jobs was Kroll Show, and I just knew Nick from doing stand-up in New York. And when I got hired, I really didn't know anything. I was super naive about the profession of TV writing. So I came in as, like, a staff-level writer, pretty much the lowest person on the totem pole in the writer's room. But I didn't know how to act or behave, so I was kind of just, I think... kind of acting like a crazy person and saying what we should and shouldn't do when it totally was not my job. But, you know, I think I definitely learned a lot from that and how to behave, and through that I've gotten a bunch of other opportunities. But just being able to work with someone like Nick Kroll, who I'd known for years and, you know, consider a really good friend, that was awesome.
We're talking with stand-up comedian Joe Mandy. He's got a show at Lincoln Hall coming up on October 24th. Kroll Show, let's talk more about that concept of the more you get projects under your belt, the more you become veteran in the writer's room. I mean, do you have to sort of balance that with your take on comedy? Because a lot of what you do is sort of out of the box. A lot of what you do is unconventional. I mean, the more you get seasoned, do you run the risk of becoming that sitcom writer that does it like everybody else?
I hope not. I mean, what's good is it's actually, I've been lucky to work on projects where people are very aware and thoughtful about what we're writing, so it doesn't enter into that like hack territory. Mm-hmm. Or at least, you know, we put a lot of effort into at least not doing that. You know, I think what you're talking about is when you get into a routine where you don't really care much about the projects you're working on. And for me, I would rather work for less money or less acclaim on something that I was passionate about than the alternative.
For you as a comedy writer right now, they talk about the golden age of TV and so many opportunities for writers. Do you see it that way? I mean, obviously with Netflix, you've worked on both at an acting side with Love and with a writing side with Master of None. You've had an opportunity to get work with a lot of people who are getting gigs because of the, you know, widening scope of television. Do you see it that way, that it's a good thing for writers?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great, I mean, it really is, it sounds hyperbolic or whatever to say it's the golden age of TV, but like TV is better than movies right now, in my opinion. Even if it's not just the like final presentation, it's also like the process itself to write a movie. And I was just working on something recently with a friend, rewriting a script, and it's a project he's been working on for 12 years, a movie. Mm. So movies are just like this glacial thing. Way too many people are involved.
Yeah.
Whereas TV moves much faster, and there's all these different, you know, to me, the only real issue with TV is that there's like too many networks. There's too much content. So like, you know, I feel like every week you're finding out about a new show that you have to watch and catch up on. And it's like exhausting, but like, I guess, you know, for a consumer, that's a good problem to have. And certainly as someone who works in that field, it's a good problem too.
You know, we talked a little bit earlier about the balance between writing for television and stand-up. But talk about, you know, you've also been in front of the camera. You've done some stuff with Modern Family. You were in Love. Talk about that relationship, the idea of the balance between actor and writer. Are you looking for more opportunities to be in front of the camera?
I'm actively looking as much. I mean, I occasionally get these opportunities where I'm asked to come in and audition or whatever, and to me it's always just hilarious that I get that opportunity. And I certainly, like, if you're going to list what I do in any order, I would put actor at the very bottom.
Joe Mandy is my guest, stand-up comedian. He's going to be at the Lincoln Hall coming up on the 24th. One area that you've excelled in is social media. Twitter has, I mean, you have done so much comedy in that medium, in Twitter and social media, whether it be just retweeting stars, which is hilarious, to just hype, you know, to showcase what they're doing. But also, you know, doing different projects, including, you know, just padding. I read a whole interview about you padding your followers as a bit. Talk about your relationship with Twitter. I mean, over the years, that sort of was your home base. Are you still an avid Twitter go-to guy?
Oh, I mean, I definitely have like a complicated relationship with Twitter. It's self-abuse. I look at it constantly, but I also like, the only people I really follow are, I've got these lists compiled of just like true monsters in like the areas of entertainment and politics, and I just read these awful people's feeds all day long, and it's really a form of self-torture. But I don't know what my problem is. I love it. I love being able to be the first person to retweet a Pitbull tweet or a Steve Aoki tweet. I've been blocked by a real who's who of
criminals. Yeah.
So it's definitely fun, but I also appreciate how meaningless it all is, and I'm aware of it. I mean, that's the bit you were describing before. I purchased a million fake followers for about $400 just to prove that you could do it and that it's meaningless and it hasn't hurt or helped my career really in any sense, that, you know, one social media following really does not make anyone more interesting or important.
I'm interested because so many celebrities are use it as a marketing tool. They use it as they try to be as cleansed as they can, they PC as they possibly can, because they know that this is it's not even done by them. I'm assuming it's done by assistants and other people. But there's something great about the fact that you have been able to not only define your voice, but to be true and authentic and call out all the stuff on Twitter that's essentially, you know, full of baloney.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to use it as a marketing tool, that's fine, but when you try to couch that or try to portray yourself as this figure that is, you know, that it's like I'm an open book and I love to interact with my fans, and you know that is complete garbage, and that it really, you know, and you're probably right, it is usually like an intern posting a lot of that stuff anyway. I don't know. It all comes back to, I mean, my umbrella sort of feelings about social media are that Twitter is trash, Facebook's the devil, and I kind of like Instagram. I kind of enjoy Instagram.
I love it. Joe Mandy is a stand-up comedian who will be at the Lincoln Hall on the 24th of October. LA-based comedian who's done everything from dropping mixtapes to messing with Twitter to using Kickstarter to try and raise $1 million for a podcast, which was great. How much did you end up raising?
I believe I ended up raising close to $40,000, nice, which is fine. I mean, I said I would you would have to pay me $1 million to do a podcast, and I didn't make it.
You didn't make it, bud.
Great for everyone.
There you go. Joe Mandy will be at the Lincoln Hall on October 24th. Joe, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.